from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, multiple children injured Monday night after the school bus they were on overturned on the Garden State Parkway near exit 172 in Montvale. The mayor says the bus was headed to New York for a Jewish wedding. There were 31 people on board the bus. 13 children were taken to local hospitals, including one who was ejected and suffered serious injuries. Governor Murphy posting on social media that the bus was coming from Lakewood and that the state police were investigating the crash. It's New Jersey law to ask newborn babies their gender identity and their sexual orientation.
A controversial form asking parents whether their baby is gay or trans has caught the attention of Republican Assemblywoman Holly Schapese. The sexual orientation and gender identity questionnaire was given to a new mom at a hospital in the Inspira Health Network. The hospital said it was only following the law. Passed in the state legislature in 2022, the law forces New Jersey hospitals to ask similar questions to all patients and makes no exceptions for age, including newborns. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A GoFundMe has identified the victims in Friday night's Route 37 fatal crash as 21-year-old Kylie Armstrong and her boyfriend, 23-year-old Evan Fiore. They were in a car crossing Route 37 and 166 when they were struck by an unlicensed teen going nearly 120 miles per hour in a BMW, according to the Ocean County prosecutor. The two were planning to marry. Now their funerals will be a joint one, the campaign stated. Kylie's twin sister, Krista, and Ryan Chapman, both 19, were passengers in the back seat. They were seriously injured. Authorities say the teen charged in the high-speed crash was told by his friends in the vehicle to floor it as they live-streamed the driver, police stated. A bill moving through the state legislature would ban cell phones in classrooms in New Jersey public schools, a measure supported by Governor Murphy. According to a new FDU poll, voters are very split on the effort.
Voters in New Jersey are very split on this. So 49% of voters in New Jersey say the state should ban cell phones in public schools, and 45% oppose it.
The executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says the poll finds that younger voters, those 30 and younger, don't support a ban on cell phones, while older voters, those 65 and up, do. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02, fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:08, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Once again, this forecast is full of sunshine and warm spring-like temperatures. We'll see highs today around 70 degrees for most of the state. The Jersey Shore, plagued by that cold ocean water, you'll be closer to 50 today. Big difference. Lots of sunshine all around and staying completely dry. A few clouds tonight, lows around 40. Cooling down tomorrow, lower to mid-50s. Still a nice day with sun and clouds. Maybe a sprinkle in North Jersey tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you like your current payroll provider, you're going to love VCS Payroll. Enjoy seamless employee management, increased productivity, and reduced overhead so you can focus on what truly matters, growing your bottom line. Fall in love with payroll all over again at VCSHCM.com.
Right now, Union, 38 degrees. It's 39 in Long Branch, Vineland, 29. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.